I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. Emails I'm addicted to. Out of everything, I've managed to cut down on Facebook and Instagram and all the other social media sites, but email is particularly addictive. And after watching The Social Dilemma, I realized, you know, there's functionality there that actually wants you to stay on email. So the notifications for email are off. And I think also having a period of time where you completely disconnect for a week at a time is amazing. It's almost like a luxury. But I wonder, you know, given the financial stresses, the stresses of being in customer service and, you know, even having a personal brand online, it's like doing customer service. You've got to reply to comments. You've got to, you know, reply to DMs and, you know, ignore trolls and all that kind of stuff. How do you deal with the day-to-day? What are your stress coping mechanisms on a day-to-day, given that you're running so many different things and a business that is growing?
Exercise. For me, like fitness, many years ago, fitness was like it was a job, and it was a bit of an obsession. I think often when you first get into fitness, you kind of just get hooked. Whereas for me, fitness now is a release. And I sometimes, because of my schedule, have to do it first thing in the morning. But my favorite thing is doing it like finding time in the afternoon or the evening to kind of relieve the stress of the day. Like that just feels amazing, because I've usually built up quite a lot by about 4 or 5 p.m. And if I can then go and train, and you can't check my phone, because usually my phone is some part of the workout, whether it's a timer or I'm playing some sort of fitness app. So doing exercise for 40 minutes, time for me, time with no distractions, time where you sweat and you push your body and you're doing something which is completely unrelated to work, I love and love it. And I desperately try and do it every day, but not necessarily intense every day, even just like a 20-minute walk or something where I'm moving my body and I'm not attached to technology. That's the dream.
I would say the same, definitely some kind of movement. But one thing that's actually really changed the game for me, and I was on a panel and this girl said, I put my phone in airplane mode in the evenings and I don't take it off until an hour after I've woken up. And I was like, oh, that's a really good idea. And I've started doing that. And it's probably been maybe the last year. And honestly, it just changes my mornings, like being able to wake up and not have any notifications, not check my phone. Like some days, if we've got a launch, I'll look at it. But I just notice the difference of that. Like as soon as you wake up, before just being bombarded with millions of things and then immediately being like, oh my gosh, I've got to do this, add this to my to-do list. Actually having that slightly more peaceful start to the day, it just helps so much. And it makes you realize you don't need to check your phone straight away. Actually having that moment of peace and being able to, like, I just make a cup of tea and I put some skincare on and I like ease myself into the day. And I think that really helps. Having a dog helps. Like that helps, just because it's like you're just going to go and cuddle them and you're not going to be checking your emails when you're cuddling your dog.
No.
So yeah, movement, dog.
I'm going to throw in there the notifications for me as well. Yeah, because I remember, so I was talking to Dr. Chatterjee a couple of years ago and we were recording a podcast with him, my own podcast. And he in the podcast had said about notifications. And I came out of the studio and I took my airplane mode off my phone and it just went bring, the whole phone just went off. And I literally felt cortisol rush through my veins. And I was like, this is the turning point. The notifications are off. And it started off with just having email off, just having WhatsApp off. And now it's like, everything is off. The only thing that's on is phone calls. If you want me and it's urgent enough, you will call me. And the other thing is, I was quite poorly last year. And I definitely realized when I was poorly that like the world can wait. So it's even just little things. So like it might get to 8 p.m. and I'll look at my inbox and I finished my emails at 6:30, but still 10 more have come back. And I'm like, why are you emailing me at this time? And it's so easy for me to get sucked back in just to try and tick them off before the end of the night. And then I check in with myself and I'm like, the world can wait. Like they shouldn't be expecting a reply from me at 8:30 at night. And if they are, I'm sorry, I'm not going to give that to you. So I think it's just kind of knowing that the pressure that I put on myself to do everything so fast and immediately and tick off everything on my to-do list today is only the pressure that I put on myself. And I try and like, even when I look at my to-do list for the day, I try and categorize it into what has to be done today and what I'd like to do today. Because if my list is so long and I'm telling myself I have to do everything on that list, then the feeling of overwhelm kind of floods through you. So I'm trying to release that expectation and allow myself to sometimes just not get every single thing done, which I would have never have done like a couple of years ago. So that's definitely a big change for me.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.